Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Thursday morning, as we normally do once a month, we check in with the Coffeyville Public Library as we have Rachel Rose here with the library. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back in here on the studio. It's chilly, no doubt about, but certainly we always appreciate when you guys can squeeze some time in here and speak what's going on over there at the library. So you said it's been busy over there. Kind of, again, fill me in, fill the listeners in on what's going on at the library right now.
Well, this week is Kansas Reads to Preschoolers. The State Library sends out notifications to all of the Kansas libraries to do a special story time for preschoolers. The book they decided to focus on was 10 Pigs, an Epic Bath Adventure. So a fun little story. Yeah. And so they provide funding for us to do a special story time. We usually do one once a week, but this one was special. And then this week, our children's librarian has been going around doing outreach to the preschools around town, and doing a special story time for them, and making the story time more accessible to these kids that, you know, they're stuck in daycare, or they're at school all day and they can't make it to the library story time.
Yeah. No, again, it's always been a long, long time, but at the same time, you can observe and watch, and it's very enjoyable for the young ones, especially. We were just talking about this as well, when there is a good narrator, or there's someone that, that cares about telling the story in a manner that's entertaining, you know, because there's a difference between, you know, just reading a book to a crowd of people compared to narrating a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure that's exactly kind of what, you know, anybody that goes around and reading and with passion behind the books as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's a difference with that. So that's really cool. Is it kind of for, so like, I mean, you mentioned it was for every school around Kansas, basically. Is it, I mean, going to affect here in Coffeyville, where kind of specifically have they gone around, or are they going around now? Or
I know in the last couple of days, Heather, our children's librarian, she's gone to the Early Learning Center. She's gone to, Little Blessings, and also to Holy Name, and did story time with their preschool classes. I think she's going to a few more, but I'm not remembering which ones they are. So
yeah, exactly. So it's is it through the, you know, each city public library that does
yeah,
it?
Yeah. The idea and funding and everything goes through the state library, and they offer it to the libraries that want to participate, and we decided to participate this year.
Yeah, no. And again, I think for someone that is around it so much, you can probably speak words for this and miles behind it. It's for kids, the development as well as that. And even at home for parents, sometimes reading to them or whichever, it gains that interest to books as well. And I'm sure you've seen firsthand the impact it makes on kids.
Yeah, reading, especially with, you know, young children, reading to them helps them with their, you know, early development skills, you know, with language and I've lost it.
You're okay. Just speaking in general,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, speaking and listening and their cognitive skills, being able to.
Yeah, and comprehending, you know, whatever the story may be. It's just the development behind it, and again, that's usually the best way I pick off of things. I can hardly ever read and then understand it. I usually have to have it read to me, and then I go do it, and it's kind of portrayed in a better way for that.
And a lot of people are like that it's easier to understand something when it's being read to you as opposed to reading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's why audiobooks, I think, are so popular.
Yeah, no, and that's a great thing as well. And the library here in Coffeyville, they've got a wide range of audiobooks, I believe.
We have a lot of audiobooks. And then cool. We also have access to the State Library's e-audiobooks. So if you don't have a CD player, you can if you have a smartphone, you can download e-books from the State Library.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So get on out there. It's obviously with the public libraries, but no reason not to get along with the reading yourselves and read to the kids tonight, whatever it may be. Or, hey, you yourself pick up a book. I know it's been too long for me. So
yeah.
might as well pick up and get to reading a little bit here. So it looks like you guys have got a course coming up that is kind of interesting to me. It looks like a butter making course. Is that what you said?
Well, it's a butter making activity program. Mm-hmm. It's for all ages. We're asking people to sign up because right now we're prepared for 25 people. So if we have more than that, families will need to share with it. It's a fun thing. You're learning how to make butter out of it's heavy whipping cream. We've partnered with this 4-H consultant for here in Montgomery County, and so she'll be breeding the program and how it goes, and then they'll be able to try their butter on bread and see how it the differences between the different kinds of breads. So it's a really fun program for all ages, and
And what did we, you know, again, and not necessarily tedious, but at the same time, you look back a long time ago, and it's something as simple as you look in the fridge as butter. It was, you know, a process. You had to get your hands dirty. You had to.
Yeah, from what my understanding of how it is, you shake it for like a good 5 to 6 minutes straight, and that's what it happens. I don't know exactly the process.
I don't know the science behind it.
No, but the 4-H person that's coming, her name's Katie, and she knows all about it. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. You know, you always got to love those activities. And again, you said it was all ages, correct?
Yeah, all ages.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's you know, you always think back and make an ice cream in a bag, whatever. You got to shake that one pretty good as well.
But yes.
This one sounds like you got to rigorously, you know, shake that thing down.
And it's just in time for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next week as well.
Why don't you throw that on the table for Thanksgiving dinner right there? Try your own butter out. Well, careful, you know.
Well,
I don't know how good my butter would be.
Might
right?
Need to have an alternative just in case something goes wrong.
We'll have a backup plan. Exactly. So very, very cool. Now, is there reservations? Is there a cost? Or is it just kind of everybody can come on in?
It's free. We are asking for people to sign up. That way we know how many to plan for. They can call the library and say how many are coming with them, or they can go to our Facebook page and send us a message, say, hey, we've got X amount of people coming.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Now, when is it happening again?
It is on Monday, November 19th at 4 p.m. So that's
next Monday. That's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah, that is, and like you said, just in time for Thanksgiving, because, I mean, a couple of days later, that is right there. But make sure, in my case, certainly, that you got a backup plan. So that's very cool. Yeah. Again, what is the what's a good way to maybe, you know, do you just contact the library? Do you go there? What's a number to get those spots reserved?
If they want to call us, they can call 251-1370. That's the line for the phone number for the library. And then they can also go to our Facebook page. It's CP Library there on Facebook, and mark that they're coming, or send us an email saying, hey, we're coming.
Perfect. Well, hey, yeah, next Monday, it'll be a pretty cool event. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's the same time. It's just getting your hands a little dirty, you know, whatever it may be, shaking a jar, shaking a bag of ice cream. In this case, we're making butter coming up on Monday. And
it's a fun activity, but it's also, there's also going to be a lesson thing, and they're going to teach, like, you know, why stuff, why this happens, and, you know, just it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, break it down on all levels, and, you know, a learning experience, certainly like that. A lot of fun with the activities and then a learning experience all while you're doing, which is, in fact, why I enjoy doing things hands-on, because it almost sometimes feels that you're not learning in, you know, in extension of what you're doing, but in the same time you are, you know, you are taking away different skills from it, so... Well, Rachel Rose, again, with the Coffeyville Public Library here, speaking on this Thursday morning. Tell me a little bit about Little Fires Everywhere. Is that what you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah. So our book discussion group, every month we're reading a book, and this month is called Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. It's a newer book. It's one of those stories that it goes into different people's lives. There's a lot of different plot points that are going on. It all converges together But you're learning a lot about, you know, the lives behind a lot of the decisions that the characters make.
Yeah.
A big theme in it is mothers and parenting, trying to, you know, what people, the decisions that people make when they do have children or they can't have children, or just, it's a very interesting book. I'm about midway through it right now.
And, you know, those styles as well has always kind of interested me, because for me, I'm a very good reader. I can read very, very quickly. So sometimes I, you know, can kind of go from word to word and and pick up what I can pick up. And these style of books, it's a little different. You know, you got to slow it down. You got to focus a little bit, you know, more detailed. And not necessarily that it's a harder read, but at the same time, if you, you know, are quick and to skip over something, it's just like a movie that's over two hours with a couple of plot lines. You know, if you miss that one thing in the first 5 minutes,
you're not going to understand something else that's
happening down the line. You're going to miss a lot of details potentially of something later, especially, you know, if it's a character that you maybe haven't heard from in 20-30 pages, or you know, on a book or in a movie from from scene to scene you haven't seen for a while. So those are always interested me. Not necessarily, again, trying to push people away from a hard read. They're not, by any means, but for me, I think it forced me almost to focus a little bit harder, because I'm a good reader. You know, I've never shied away from that. I've never, you know, claimed to be good at a mathematician by any means. But I'm a good reader, and when with those style of books, it's a lot of, you know, it's fun to follow a certain character, and then you find whichever character is your favorite, and then you can kind of, you know, base the story off of that. So yeah, very,
absolutely,
very cool read, very interesting. Now, for someone, you know, how do you get involved with these? How do you get into the discussion groups?
Well, so it's a partially online, but also a physical meet. We do meet, so this time we are meeting on Thursday, November 29th at 5:30. But we've been trying to meet on the third or the fourth Thursday of each month. Mm-hmm. But if people can't come to the physical meeting, they can always come to our, it's on our Facebook page. There's a group page, and it's our online book club. And so they can help choose with what book we read each month. They can, you know, post thoughts onto the page if they can't make the physical meeting. So yeah, if they want to get really involved, they can go through our Facebook page or even just call us and ask more info on it.
Very cool. So. Very cool. Yeah, and again, there's nothing like when you find that cool thing within a read to discuss it with somebody and, you know, kind of go back and forth. So very sweet. So again, Rachel Rose with the Coffeyville Public Library. Any final notes for the listeners here this morning?
Just that, so next week is the Thanksgiving holiday, and so the library will be closed for the Thanksgiving weekend. So from Thursday to Sunday, we will be closed. So stock up on books or movies or
stock
anything.
On up, exactly. Yeah. Again, Rachel Rose with the Coffeyville Public Library. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.